right, Noodles. So you're on your way out there for game two tomorrow. Then you'll be in Edmonton, I believe, for game three. So you're doing the full tour of Alberta. And Jason Strudwick will be there with you, I believe, for game three.
We'll see. I mean, if he starts wearing the tight pant routine and all of that, I don't know if I can do it.
Can you imagine the looks in the Red Sea or whatever the hell they call it? If Struddy just wore, like, female.
Spandex?
Yes, like tight man yoga pants and a tank top.
Just did the moonwalk right through the sea of red.
I wonder if he would ever rock high tops, a man yoga, and a tight tank top.
Well, let's
and ask that
him.
Skullet.
Let's ask him. Here he is from TSN out in Edmonton, longtime NHLer, former Oiler himself, Jason Strudwick. What's the outfit looking like for game three, Struddy?
After last night, I better bring a lot to try to get people motivated, right? So
that's
you
right.
Might see the biker shorts come out. Try to just get a little energy going for the group.
Well,
what do you mean
to...
the biker shorts? What does that entail?
Well, there entails a lot of tightness, my friend. You know, you almost spray them on. They're disposable. You wear them once and they're gone. They just disintegrate.
That's what it should be. A little butter to get those things on and you're off to the races.
I think the Oilers needed your motivation. They needed you dancing behind the bench in a pair of spandex.
Hang on a second. I got to ask you guys. You guys are going to go to the game. You guys are 50 years old and you're both ugly. Do you guys go to Cowboys after the game?
Well, okay.
We're ugly.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I've always said I'm a 7 out of 20. I'm not a 7 out of 10, but at least my personality brings it up a little bit, especially if I've had a few bubblies. But we're not going to the game together on Friday. We're going to the Sunday night game in Edmonton. So
you're doubling down, Noodles. You're going Friday, Calgary, Sunday, Edmonton.
Sunday, Edmonton. I'm going to see family and take friends and all of that. Like, so I'm just kind of Joe Fan. That's why I'm doing the Rob Lowe hat, because I'm not doing Calgary. I'm not doing Edmonton. There's no colors involved. There's no super fan involved. I'm just being a fan. But I'm going to sit with Strudy potentially. But he's a big star up there, so if he starts getting mobbed in that, I'm going to fade into the background.
He's going to Noodle's going to be Brady Tkachuk down there in Calgary. Get the fans rolling.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
We need to see that. We need to see that. We're trying to get him to throw that NHL hat onto the ice if there's a hat trick, because you know Keith Tkachuk wouldn't do it last night.
Who do you think would win in a race, 100-meter race? Keith Tkachuk or Jeff O'Neill or Jamie McLennan?
I've got
I think
feet,
Jamie McLennan would probably win that. And thanks for looping me into that.
Or Al's brother. Throw in Al's brother there, too.
Yeah, that's right. He won the race, so we know.
Too actually, much arm movement.
Yeah, there's a lot of athleticism there. What do you even say about last night, Strudy? I mean, what is the reaction to a game like that?
Oh, you know what? It's really you know, you go from game 6 and 7 where they're so disciplined and so structured to the game last night where it was just, you know, it was wide open. And, you know, I actually, you know, I coach my son's hockey, and we have a lot of nights where the goal scores end up 9-6. And I think that a lot of the same plays and decisions that were made on both sides, you know, were reflected in that game. I just couldn't believe it. It was not what I expected at all, you know, especially with the, you know, Daryl Sutter on one side, and then, you know, you've got Woodcroft on the other preaching, you know, defense and defensive conscious and then being on the right side of the puck, and they weren't. You know, they weren't at all. And then they battled back, you know, and Markstrom kind of leaves the door open for them to battle back. They battle back, and then, you know, you're in the third deck. My God, we have a chance to win this thing. We don't deserve it. We do not deserve this at all. But we have a chance to win. And then, boom, right away, goal. And then goal again. And it's just, it's just really surprising. And you know, the guys are saying all the right things today. I get it. One loss. But, you know, the defense, when they play tight defensively, their chance of winning go up exponentially. When they don't, you know, you end up like you did in game 2 and 3 against LA, and then, you know, last night, game 1 in Calgary.
Strudy, do you think Mike Smith responds here? I mean, he did it in the first series after his performance in game 1, or it was early in the series where he had to bounce back. Do you think he does it again? Because this guy, all eyes are going to be on him. I mean, I know they were brutal defensively, but there were some muffins, and he is under the gun, isn't he?
He is, and you know what I mean. It was game 4 and 5 last week, last series where the Oilers were struggling, but defensively. But you're right. I think Mike Smith, he is a battler. You know, he's a real competitor. I'm not going to sit here and say that the moment's too big for the Oilers. They the first game against LA, same thing. They just weren't in sync. They weren't in rhythm. And then last night, you know, the quick goals, you know, George Cannon's voice was still echoing through the Saddle Dome when they were announcing the goal, the first goal. Like, it was just crazy how quick it happened. So I do think Mike Smith is a guy that is very proud. He was kind of joking around with the media today, and he's going to be ready to fight. And he's going to fight, like, not fight literally, but just fight for every save and really compete, because he stepped up in game 6 and 7 last series. And I fully expect the same from him, tomorrow night now.
Strutty, you look at the Oilers and what they're capable of. I mean, 97, and I don't disagree. Like, Daryl Sutter said he was the best player on the ice last night. And, you know, I know the Flames had some good performances from Tkachuk and that top line and that. But, like, McDavid, he seems like he's found another level trying to drag this team into it. You know, is it just as simple as the Oilers have to lock it down defensively, have to kind of play a more structured game, or do you need more from kind of that bottom of that roster? Because there's a few guys that I kind of think are skating around out there like contest winners.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no, for sure. There's some, you know, they make a wish. They got a wish. They got to go out and have a skate with the Oilers, right? I mean, it's just, it's not good enough. And I'm going to say this. I don't think last night was a physical contest. You know, Lucic, yeah, he hit McDavid, and so did, I think, Zadorov or Gabranson. But I didn't really think it was that physical. Yeah, there's a few moments of a little bit of spice, but it wasn't a physical contest. And I don't think that the Flames D really felt that pressure. So, you know, if you're not a guy that's going to score goals, and that's fine. You know, the NHL needs different types of players. You've got to find a way to be felt in the game. You know, he didn't really see it a ton from a guy like Archibald or Puljujarvi. Although, you know, he's become pretty hot.
Puljujarvi was a ghost, man.
Yeah, I mean, maybe bringing back a Warren Fogel. These guys, they have to get in, and you have to get in on that forecheck. You just have to. It's not a question of whether I can or I want to. You have to do it, because when you do that, it just gives you a chance to score. Look at the first goal. You know, Kane, physical behind the net, boom, puck pops out. All of a sudden, you know, 2 seconds later, in the net. Like, that's how quick it can happen. And so, you know, I just don't think last night was a physical game. And there were a couple moments when Lucic was in the middle of it, which he's doing his job. Give the guy credit, he's doing his job. But it has to be shift in, shift out. And don't worry about the fighting or having to fight Lucic. Who cares? If he wants to fight you, just skate away. Like, it's not that hard, right? You just skate away. And so, I just think there's got to be more from all over. And Connor did play well. But, you know, the thing is, everyone in this lineup can play better. You know, maybe put 97 on the side there. But everyone's got another gear. You know, we had centers making plays, standing still. You know, trying to thread the needle through, you know, difficult places. And that's not how they got here, right? And I think you have to review how you arrived at the points you're at. And last night was not that way. So, you know, big opportunity. You can still come back tomorrow, have a good effort, and you come back to tied here in Edmonton on Sunday night when Nils makes his big return to Rogers Place.
Yeah, that's going to be big. I know people from up and down. What is it, Highway 2?
Highway 2.
Yeah, from Edmonton to Calgary. Everyone's buzzing there. I think it's going to be a salute, man. I think people will be hanging over the bridges while Noodles makes his way from Calgary down to Edmonton, waving NHL flags.
They're hanging a couple of jean jackets off of the overpasses in Red Deer just to, like, recognize Noodles. You know, that's always his move.
There's a couple of gritty bars in Red Deer. I can't remember the name of them, but there's been a few nights in Red Deer.
The lights will be on for you when you go through. You can bank on that. But
I doubt it.
What about Draisaitl? Like, that was obviously a big story going into it. You know, his status, whether or not he's healthy, what kind of impact he can have. And it's such a difficult game to really evaluate one thing over the other. But he played 22 minutes last night. He had a goal and 2 assists. I mean, does that mean he's closer to 100% than we thought? Like, what do you make of where Draisaitl's at?
Well, it seemed to me they started him on the wing, and then things go off the rails, and now he's back at center. So, you know, you kind of got to do what you got to do, and you're asking the player, is he okay? And, like, if he just keeps playing, then obviously he is. But, you know, I sprained my ankle twice. Once, my first game professional, I got beat up by a rather large Frenchman with the handlebar mustache, and I was out for quite a while with a sprained ankle. And then later on, I was dunking it in Chicago. Dunking on the Bulls court and rolled my ankle when I came down. It was a beautiful dunk, O-Dog, but their landing wasn't graceful. So I played on him, and you got to find a way to play on him. and it's not fun and it's painful. You ice it, then you tape them up, and then you hopefully take something, take the edge off, and then you go out there and play. And you know, they need them, and I think that when you're somewhat limited physically, you kind of also have to maybe find a way to just to be not safe, but maybe less creative with the puck. Like, just make sure you're sure of all your plays, because you don't have that explosiveness maybe that's needed all every shift to get back and to make you know, defensive play. So he'll figure it out. He's a smart player. He's one of the most offensive players in the league. But this going into the series, and I actually picked the Flames in six. I think the biggest story was the health of Drysdale, and then those two, Shillington and Tanev. Obviously not quite the same impact, but they're important for that team. And if Drysdale, you know, isn't impactful and able to kind of do what he does because of his health, it's going to make it really hard for the Oilers. And you know, Connor's going to play a ton. He'll be, you know, 25 minutes last night. I can't see that coming down. So, you know, he's going to be, you know, he'll be spread thin, but he can handle it. But eventually, you know, do you run out of juice? And is it just too much to keep, you know, going back to the same well?
Yeah, that's going to be the question. Yeah, I mean, it's only one game, and it was a wild one, but we'll see what comes of it tomorrow night with Jason Strudwick out there in Edmonton. The Jack Adams nominees were announced today. Gerard Gallant in New York. You got Daryl Sutter in Calgary, and Andrew Brunette, who took over for Joel Quenneville down in Florida, and they won the President's Trophy. They never missed a beat without Q. If anything, they just kept growing and growing and improving and improving. Do you have someone that sticks out for you, Strutty? Who would get your vote if you had a Jack Adams vote with those three guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I feel for Brunette. You know, he inherited a pretty good situation, right? And I think that's a bit disrespectful to a guy, because it's not easy to coach in NHL. I mean, geez, just coaching 10-year-olds is tricky. So I think unfortunately, I think he's out. The Rangers, I think they've had a really good, strong year, but I'm going to go with Calgary. And I watched a lot of their games, the way Daryl operates, and getting Johnny to find another level in his game. I just think that, you know, getting really good players to respond to you is an art form. You know, I really think it is. And, you know, I've seen it in some different situations. When you get that kind of buy-in from that level of player, and he has his best year, I think that should be recognized. So even though I think Daryl is staying in, he'd vote for Gallant. I think my vote would be with Noodles' former coach and employer, right? Noodles, like, you've got a lot. Yeah. So you're probably pushing that agenda anyway. So, yeah.
I actually had a vote. Like, I had a vote. Broadcasters get a vote. So if you full disclosure, I voted for Daryl Sutter, Dean Evason, and Andrew Brunette, because I think Bruno did a good – like, Florida had an amazing season. They won the President's Trophy. But think of how – this guy's never – been a head coach at the National Hockey League level, and think of this circumstance. Like, that's the that's the thing people aren't like. It's not like, hey, you earned a job and the coach was struggling, and like it's like we all know what happened. Like that team could have gone south very quickly. So I went back and looked at it, because I think Gallant deserved it. I think there was a lot of guys that deserved. John Cooper deserves it. I mean, like, look at all these. Jared Bednar, like, what's wrong?
Has John Cooper ever won it, Jamie? Because it seems like this guy has.
I think he won it after the 62 win season. Wasn't it when they got swept by Columbus? I think he won it that year, and they got swept. I'm pretty sure he won it either that year or the next year when they won the Cup. But I'm pretty sure he's won it.
Yeah, I it was tough this year, and I think Dean Evason. If you look at Minnesota, did anybody see Minnesota being a 100-point team?
And, they had a great year
and having a great season, and their starter Cam Talbot, like that. You know, like I'm like that deserves some love. But there was at least Mike Sullivan. You know, think of the adversity that Pittsburgh had. You know, Cassidy in Boston. Like, there's some great coaches out there, and I think Daryl. Daryl acknowledged it, that he said, you know, like, I thought it was funny that he said Gerard Gallant deserves it because he's been jammed up he got jammed up
Florida
in Florida
and Vegas.
And Vegas. Like, he actually, like, took a shot at both of those organizations.
Right.
So. But, hey, you know
there's
what?
Every
there's
a year
lot of
there's,
deserving
there's,
guys.
You can look at five, six, seven guys, and the Grappler's saying that Cooper has never won it. Wow.
Yeah. Are you serious?
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Well, he needs two cups.
He needs more of his former teammates or line mates or former teams to vote for him, like Noodles, right? So it'll help a lot.
That's why he's got the tickets for the game tomorrow night. It all adds up now.
Coach's box.
Yeah, he'll be right up there with Daryl Sutter. Exactly.
Hey, Bruno, I'm coming down to Florida. Can I get your coach's box?
Hey, you know he loves Minnesota, too. That's his former team as well.
Oh,
when
you
play for this many organizations, you got to keep friends with a lot of them.
I mean, that's right.
Well, it is what it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just think who Ray Ferraro voted for. If I hear one more Bruno story from Ray Ferraro, I mean, I feel like I live with
him. He does love Bruno. Yeah, he's a fan.
Oh, my God. Jesus, is he your best man at your wedding? Like,
could have been. All right, Strudy, behave yourself out there, all right? Keep your eyes peeled and make sure that you know what Noodles is doing at all times. We need him to return home safe and sound.
I think we're going to try to take a peek Sunday night at Noodles. You don't know that yet, but I think we might just take a quick gander, see what's out there.
Did the Sidetrack Cafe open back up?
It's amateur hours, singing amateur hour. We'll be
karaoke night. We'll be
karaoke
there.
For the boys. There you go. Enjoy it, Strudy. Thank you for doing this.
All right, guys. See you later.
That's Jason Strudwick.
You don't know it yet, but we're going to go take a peek.
Well, it's a 6 o'clock game Sunday night.
Oh, you guys will be roasted by 10:30.
And it's a long weekend. It's a long weekend on Monday. That town is going to explode on Sunday night.
Yeah. You guys will start in the afternoon, too. I know it. I already know the routine. There'll be some kind of late lunch that bleeds into the game, and you'll be roasted by 10 p.m.